And I also was here last year at this very same time, and I had the feeling then, and I have it even more so now, that coming in sort of like off the street into your circle at this moment when you're just finishing 90 days of really hard practice, I feel kind of like a, I don't know, something very jiggity, and just I feel the calmness, and really I just feel your hard practice just being here. So I hope you can put up with my revved upness, because it would take me another 90,000 years probably to get what you're getting. And also, a year ago I was just beginning the job of director of the Quantum Zen School, and I'm just finishing it now, so it's a very interesting time for me. I tried to get out of this talk today, and San Sanim said, no, you must talk about the trip to China. So I'm really glad that he gave me that opportunity. San Sanim, as was just said, has this mission in this world that the whole world is a single flower. And so he spends a lot of his time just traveling around and scattering Dharma seeds wherever they may happen to land. And ever since I've known him, he's wanted to go to China, because he's from Korea. And so that there are a whole lot of reasons why he's wanted to go to China. I really wasn't aware of them completely until we actually made the trip. Since he has a passport from South Korea, it for a long time was just completely out of the question. But things have loosened up, and in the last 2 or 3 or 4 years. And so actually we found that it was possible for him to go this time after quite a bit of effort. And so anyway, we ended up making a 3-week trip there in September, just about probably just as you were starting to your trip, we were starting ours. A little different situation, but maybe not so different. Things look a lot different on the outside, but when you boil it right down, sometimes the outside doesn't matter at all. Anyway, there were 21 of us, and we, from many places actually in the world, there were people from Korea, from Taiwan, from Canada, from the United States, and a couple other places that I don't even remember right now, and it doesn't really matter. There were monks, there was a Korean nun, there were lay people, and there were people that just simply wanted to go to China that had heard about the trip. There were old students of San Sanim's. We were just a real hodgepodge of people. And actually, almost none of us knew anything about China. We were going basically because we wanted to hang out with San Sanim for a while. And I mean, that sounds really a funny thing, but I'm sure that's why most of us ended up going to China. I know I probably would never have gone there just on my own hook. So it was a chance to just be with him in a different situation. We don't get much of a chance at him anymore because he's away so much. So actually we had a 3-week retreat. And the retreat basically was on buses and trains and sometimes boats and in Chinese restaurants and visiting all kinds of places, from the Great Wall to temples to walking down little narrow streets. And I don't have the time, and I don't want to take the time to really tell you the details of the trip, because I don't think that's as interesting as, I just thought I would like to share with you some of my impressions. You know, it sometimes is interesting. You think, why spend all that money to go on a trip like that? And if you added up the money that it took for those 21 people to go on that trip, you know, we probably could have fed a lot of really hungry people in this world. And sometimes I get, you know, thinking about that. So, you know, why do that? And San Sanim often says, you know, there's no action that's good or bad. It's why do that? And again, I don't think many of us were really clear about it. We just went because we wanted to hang out with Sansanim, and that was why we did it. But Sansanim knew what he was doing, fortunately. And we knew a little bit. Our Zen tradition really got its start in China. And it came from India with Bodhidharma and came to China. And then from there to Korea and Japan and all sorts of other places. So we really basically wanted to visit some of the roots of our practice and see what that was like. And I think Sansanim was out scouting around for something more than that. I think he wanted to find out whether there were any keen-eyed Zen masters left in this great country that had given us this great tradition. And so what we did was we temple hopped. And all of you, I'm sure, are aware. Well, I'm not so sure of that because I really didn't know much about it. But the Cultural Revolution was a terrible thing in China. It was a horrible, awful, ghastly mistake that nobody that we talked to while we were there could really understand. But the idea was that anything that was old had to go. And Buddhism was pretty old, so it had to go. So all of the temples were, you know, just completely wrecked. And the monks and the people that were practicing were told, you know, to leave, and that they couldn't practice anymore, that if they were monks, they couldn't wear their robes, and that they had to go work in the fields or factories or whatever. But if they, you know, did any kind of thing like practicing, that was no good. And a lot of them were probably killed. So these monks, I mean, can you, just for a moment, can you imagine how it would be if people came here to this beautiful place and said, all of you nice people that have been sitting and working really hard on your practice, you can't do that anymore. And this place is going to be burned down. I mean, sometimes just to put yourself in that mind to see what that would be like, because in this country particularly, things are so easy for us. But anyway, we went over there because we'd heard that some of these temples were beginning to reappear, and some of the monks that had been completely banned were beginning to come back. So we wanted to find out what that was like and whether there was any practice at all happening in China. And in fact, in the last few years, a number of the temples are being rebuilt, and very beautifully too. So when we visited these different temples, we, you know, saw the reconstruction, and we met some old monks that had somehow managed to survive the Cultural Revolution and come back to their temples. And when we first started, you know, going around and seeing these various temples, we all just felt really depressed, because you could see that it had been such a horrible thing, and really there was, you couldn't really see any practice very much. You could just see that these old monks were being used as tour guides and serving tea to visitors, and it just seemed like a sham. And there were no young monks, and maybe there were some boys. There would be some young, like teenage boys, that would be just beginning as monks, but you didn't know how they would even learn anything. But about halfway through the trip, I think it was around in there, we began to realize that something else was happening. And that's, to me, was just, and then all of us, was just sort of a slow burn. But it was kind of like we began to realize that all of these temples had been destroyed a number of times. This wasn't the first time. And that if you travel in Korea and Japan and other places in this world, and I guess in Europe, it's really true that a lot of temples have been knocked down and then rebuilt. And there began to be this message to this that sometimes when things get too attached to form, get too institutionalized, they begin to get rotten inside, to get, you know, the monks perhaps just have it a little too easy and too much money or not enough work and stop practicing. Anyway, something begins to happen and the form takes over and the bone begins to get very weak. And so it's just really interesting how oftentimes something does come along and just, you know, wipe it out. And then you think it's never going to appear again, but it does. And the longer we were in China, once we got over this enormous, you know, cultural difference, because China really is different. It's just really different than what we're used to. And there really are, you know, an enormous number of people there just all over the place. And it's just, you know, it's just blows your mind to be there. And once we kind of got over that and began to look more deeply, we realized that in fact there was something there. And that if you just looked at some of these monks and you looked at their expression on their face, you saw that they'd attained, some of them had really attained something. And it began to come home to us more and more and more. And by the end of the trip, when I think when Sansanin came the nearest that he ever did to being able to actually engage somebody in Dharma combat, at the very last, on this island called Putoshan, it was really interesting. We went to this first temple, and Sansanin had been doing Dharma combat with each one of these monks just a little bit, just to kind of test their minds. But, you know, they were very beautiful, and they loved Sansanin, and they loved the interchange, but they didn't know anything about koans. It was clear. It was just, they would give very thinking-style answers. And that was okay, you know, but I think Sansanin really wanted to find out whether there was somebody left there that really was carrying on this tradition that had been formed in China. Well, anyway, when we got to this last part of the trip, this island, we went to this one temple, and there was a housemaster there who was another old monk. And Sansanin started, and he said, "Ah," he said, "I can't answer your question, but I know somebody that can, and he's waiting for you up the mountain at this other temple." And it was like all of us just lit up, you know? And so we quickly jumped in a little old rickety bus, as I remember, and we went up to the temple where this other monk was waiting. And sure enough, he'd heard about the fact that we were there. And he came to greet us. And he was incredible. He really was. As a matter of fact, his picture is on the front of the primary point. I just had to put that picture on there because he was so beautiful. He was 77 years old. And I don't know, maybe he did koans, maybe he didn't, but he had something. It was really clear. And one of the people with us asked him, he said, "Do you have one word to give us? You know, we're struggling Zen students or something like that. You know, I have one word to give us." And he looked with this completely, you know, open-hearted look, and he said, "I have nothing to give you." You know, and then he laughed. You know? And it was just mind to mind. I mean, all of us just got it, you know. And it was just, was so clear that he had, you know, whatever, I can't put, who can put it into words, but there it was. And anyway, that somehow, that kind of thing was what was incredible teaching for all of us, I think. That, you know, Sansanin often talks about this world, there's no reason, no purpose, no choice. But if you have dry mind and you have this a really strong direction, then you can make that no choice into no reason into great reason, and that becomes great love. And you can make this no purpose into great purpose, and that becomes great compassion. And then you can take this no choice and you can make that into this great vow. And that somehow is really came home to us in China, because obviously these monks, you know, they were told to go out, you know, and get married, drop, you know, you don't have to do this stuff anymore, just get out of here and go live a normal life. I mean, for some people that would have been a great relief, you know, but some of them carried this great vow with them, and even though they couldn't wear monk's clothes or they couldn't practice openly and they were working in factories how many hours a day or fields or whatever, they kept this great vow for some of them up to 20 years. When finally they could come back to their temple, you know. And somehow that was just unbelievably amazing. And I don't know, the older I get, the more I see that kind of thing in this world, just everywhere. Even just coming here tonight, I felt that. I met an old friend who I have known before and who's come through many different kinds of things in his life and many different kinds of changes. And it's the same thing. It's like if this this great vow is there, it doesn't matter what happens. It can come in any different kind of form. And sometimes it hides entirely. But it just reappears in some other way. And it doesn't have to be it doesn't have to look the same on the outside. And often, somehow or other, you know, as Sun Sanim so often says, he says, a good situation is a bad situation, basically, because it's too easy. But when some real suffering comes along, you know, then this really terrible, bad situation becomes the thing that really gets you to practice and really helps you to find what's real in yourself. And I guess all of you already understand that. You've been, you know, making a bad situation for yourself for 90 days. You know, really, you could be out playing golf or... I guess she doesn't like golf. But or, you know, doing a whole lot of other things besides sitting on your buns here. But you've been doing that, and from the looks in all of your faces, something has appeared for you, and that's wonderful. So anyway, I'm really glad to be here with all of you. Thank you for letting us share this with you. And so Sun Sanim is ready and eagerly awaiting, I'm sure, all of your really tough questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Diana. Good speech. Okay. Everybody have question, any kind of question? I run this China, Hong Kong, Japan, Korea. Then we through the Europe, Paris, and Germany, Poland, then Spain, then London, then again Paris, then come back here. Again, go to Korea. Yeah, correct. Okay, have a question? Any kind of question? Your practicing? Your problem? Your life? No? That's very interesting. So everybody already got enlightenment. So no question. Oh, have a question? Okay. What?
The man or woman of Zen is said to go through life without creating any ripples. How can such a being save all from suffering?
What's that? What question?
In Chinese Zen, or in a Chinese tradition of Buddhism, they say that the person that can go through life without making the water move, just no movement of the water, is what?
That would be what I understood was the enlightened being in the Buddhist or Zen tradition in China was the person who could go through life without creating ripples around.
That's a very difficult question. I don't know your question meaning.
He wants to know how can that person save all beings from suffering, without making any without making anything.
They don't create any ripples, how do they make a change to save all beings from suffering?
Already save all beings. Before open your mouth. Open your mouth, never save all beings. That's wonderful. You already understand. Because this mouth has a problem. Mouth must have a problem, okay? I all the time talk about two eyes, two nostrils, 2 ears. Why one mouth? That's a problem. maybe God mistake. Huh? Yeah, I think 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, but all have one job, or seeing, or hearing, or smell, one job. But the mouth is a three kind of job, you know? Eating, tasting, and talking. Three kinds of job. So one mouth is very busy, this is very busy. If you, one mouth here, one mouth there, then no problem. 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, 2 mouths, yeah? Balance, it's a balance, you know? Then one mouth talking, one mouth eat, then not busy, you know? So this mouse have a problem, okay? Mouse anytime have a problem. You think of the many people come in New York or this, you know, Boston, Providence, or Chicago, or, you know, Los Angeles, everybody come in here. Then any place, how much restaurant, okay? Chinese restaurant, Italian restaurant, many kinds of restaurant, so many kinds of food, Chinese food, pizza, everything. This tongue, 4 tongues, this is all restaurant, okay? I like today Chinese food. No, I don't like Chinese food. I like Italian food. This is tongue said. No? Tongue has no bone. It's around. So, this is tongue. Good speech, bad speech. Sometimes this tongue many killed people, you know? Hitler tongue. Hitler open mouth. Oh, kill the Jewish! Oh, kill the Jewish. This tongue mistake. So tongue is very important. If you control your mouth, you soon get enlightenment. If you not moving your tongue, you already complete. So Zen said, open your mouth, already mistake. Not open mouth, already you are complete. That's all. So everybody, 3 months silence, yeah? Practice. 3 months silence, practice. What did you get? Open mouth, I hate you. Closed mouth also hit you. What can you do? Better have a problem. Okay, more question? No?
How do you ask a question without opening your mouth?
Wonderful, your mouth. Sometimes, you know, I around this talking, this one night, I must be in London. Then this speech have a problem. Open your mouth have a problem. Then one student asked me, "Son-san, you too much open your mouth. You're a big mistake." Of course, big mistake. Then why you open your mouth? Then answer for him. Human beings born this world already mistake. Everybody mistake. Why coming here? Why meditation? Why do you eat every day? Why? For what? Why eat every day? Don't know, yeah? That's a big mistake. Somebody come in Boston, okay? Somebody come in Boston. Where are you coming from? I don't know. Why do you come to Boston? I don't know. What do you do, Boston? I don't know. Where do you go? I don't know. That's a stupid, yeah? So, everybody, why come here to this world? Where do you come here? Don't know. What do you do here? Don't know. When you die, where do you go? Don't know. You are stupid. Everybody's stupid. Everybody already mistake. That's a mistake. So, Buddha don't like mistake, okay? What is life? What is death? He's a very good situation. Very good situation. Has a husband, has a wife and children, soon become king. Yeah, much of power, much of money, much of everything. But cannot stay home. Because what is life? What is death? I come in this world already big mistake. How make correct? So all pray. Country, king job, husband job, father's job, everything pray. Then into the mountain, set under the tree, only go straight for 6 years. Don't know. Okay. Only don't know. Okay. Then when they saw bright star, got enlightenment. What did he attain? What did he attain? See star. That's a point. Our body, okay, that's my hand, that's my hair, that's my body. This is my body. My body means my things, not I. That's my genstick, that's my glasses, that's my robe, that's my casa. That's my body. My body has life and death. I, my true self, there's no life, no death. No life, no death. Attain that. Attain that I. True I, true I. So meditation means find this I. What am I? Yeah? What am I? But this I comes from where? I. Yeah? Who make this I? I make I? Then what I? What am I? The I comes from where? I make I. This I comes from where? That's a point. 3 months of meditation. Yeah? So I am meditation here, okay. This I comes through it. Very easy, not difficult. Descartes said, I think therefore I am. Yeah? I think therefore I am. But I not thinking therefore what? That's a point. I not thinking therefore what? I think therefore I am. Means that's a thinking make I. So that's the thinking I. Okay? Thinking I. Thinking make I. So that's the thinking I. I not think therefore what? That's a true I. No thinking. If you're not thinking, then what? Your mind is a correct space. It's a correct space means a correct mirror. The correct mirror, then what? just reflect it. Red come, just red. White come, just white. Mountain come, just mountain. Water come, just water. That's all. Hungry people coming, give the food. Thirsty people coming, give the drink. That's all. Just directed action. There has no subject, has no object. There has no inside, outside. Outside, inside become one. That's what we say. When you're doing something, just do it. 3 months meditation, just watching, just do it. Eating time, just eat. Working time, just working. Meditation, just more meditation. That's all, yeah. That's a practice, yeah, everybody. 3 months. Clear? Not clear? Not clear, hit. I hit. Then wake up. Yeah, that is the correct meditation. Don't think anything. Don't check anything. Put it down anything. Then moment to moment, clear, 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 clear. Just perceive, perceive, perceive your action. Okay? Then correct, that may we say, moment to moment, keep correct the situation, correct the function, correct the relationship. If you holding your opinion, your condition, your situation, cannot keep a correct situation, correct function, correct relationship. That's the point. So put it down. Then when you're doing something, just do it, possible. That's the Zen meditation. That's also insight meditation, not different. You have more questions? No? Okay.
How can we try to attain enlightenment without making more of a sense of I?
Without enlightenment? What? What say?
How can we make an effort, how can we try to work for enlightenment?
Enlightenment.
Without making more sense of I, without making more I.
Like make more I. Okay. If you want enlightenment, never get enlightenment. If you don't like enlightenment, already you have enlightenment. What is enlightenment? How many do you have fingers?
Well, I guess I have 8 fingers and 2 thumbs, or either 10 fingers.
10 fingers. You got already 10 fingers. 10 got fingers enlightenment. You have everything. You have already everything. You have 2 eyes. 2 ears, 2 nostrils, 1 mouth, 1 body. Open your eyes, you can see what is white, sky is dark outside, inside is bright. You have everything. What do you want? So you want that to have a problem. It's like, I want to see my eyes. Not possible. That's a big mistake. I want enlightenment. That's a big mistake. Put it all down. Then you already complete. Already got enlightenment. So, how to stress it? No attainment with nothing to attain. So you must attain no attainment. That's a true enlightenment. Okay? Okay, more question. No? Okay.
We are taught that the heart of the Hinayana tradition, Theravada tradition, are the Four Noble Truths. Mm. If you just sit and watch clearly, one with each moment, what one sees is not always clear. What one sees is often dukkha, suffering, over and over and over again. Mm. And that was the Buddha's attainment.
Mm-hmm.
Not letting go, but the Four Noble Truths.
Mm.
Are the Four Noble Truths in your teaching too?
Yeah, the same way, not different. That's, you know, Hinayana Buddhism, Mahayana Buddhism, Zen Buddhism, Christianity. All same. Christian, not Buddhism. Yeah, Christian Buddhism is okay. So it's just all same. Because direction is the same, direction. Only technique different. Technique, okay. Then moment to moment, watching. Sometimes clear, sometimes not clear. You don't worry, not clear. If you're not clear, again, try. Try. 10,000 years non-stop. Try. That is a try mind. Okay? That if you have a try mind, already complete. Huh? Not clear. If you have no try mind, you have no direction. So that's a clear, not clear, or mistake. But if you have direction, try mind, they have a direction, then mistake is not mistake. What is a mistake? This world, everything is complete. If you holding, checking, mistake. Even mistake, don't check, don't hold it. Again, try. Okay? Mistake, again, try. So we are Zen world that Bodhidharma said that 7 times fall down, 8 times stand up. That's stand up. So try. If you have a try mind, everything's a truth. Everything's a correct. Everything's a complete. Okay? Have no try mind, that's have problem. Already lose the direction. If you not lose the direction, even mistake, that's not mistake. The tree, anytime, up, okay? Water, calm down. Sometimes somebody water fall into the sky, okay? That, fall away. But up, but down, is down, okay? That's direction. Water's direction, down. So try mind your direction, try. Sometimes mistake, again try. Don't hold any mistake. Then this mistake, not mistake. Okay? Don't holding anything. Don't check anything. Don't attach anything. Don't want anything. Human beings, 4 kinds. Checking. Holding, attached, and want something. So your mind don't keep your head, okay? If your mind keep head, then checking, holding, want something, attach something, you know. Your mind keep here, your chase. Then that's emotional. What shall I do? Oh, here is good, here is bad. This is emotional up here, okay? Your mind keep here. Some, that's what we say, dungeon, okay? Keep here, they're not moving. Never your mind moving, okay? If your mind not moving, then see clear, hear clear, smell clear, taste clear, touch clear, thinking clear, then your action is clear, okay? Your mind moving, not clear. That's your center. So, you know, Hinayana meditation, also your center becomes strong. Mahayana Buddhism, Zen Buddhism also. Christian also, center strong. Then through this, you can see through God. This Santa strong means no thinking, not moving mind. So Bible said, be still, know that I am God. Yeah, it's true. That's a very wonderful word. Be still, know that I am God. Be still, not moving. Don't make anything. People say, don't think anything. That name is stillness. That's true. The same way, okay, same way. So, Hinayana Buddhism also, insight into impermanence, the first cause. Next, insight into impurity. Next, insight into non-self. Don't make I. That's all. Then everything's clear. Just deflect action, moment to moment, okay? Red come just red. White come just white. Mountain come just mountain. Water come just water. Hungry people come, give it food. Thirsty people come in, then give it a drink. Suffering people come, only help them. Just deflect action, okay? There has no subject, object. Always become one, okay? Always become one. The name is great love, great compassion. That's called Bodhisattva way. Christian said that's a love mind, love. Big love mind, okay? Just do it. Just do it. Don't make anything, just do it. Okay. More question? Okay.
Impatience seems to be a very good way of cultivating patience.
Patience?
Impatience. So when you don't have patience, that's a good way to get patience.
Yeah. You only need that patient. This open mouth already not this you know, patient, okay? Just do it. Many people only attach to speech. If you attach to speech, then that have a problem. All speech comes from where? Sky is blue. Sky is blue. Somebody says sky is blue, so I say sky is blue. Teacher says sky is blue, so I say sky is blue. Everybody go to a school, you know. Then sky is blue, tree is green. Teacher said that, so sky is blue, tree is green. Yeah. But sky never say I am blue. Tree never say I am green. That's a mistake. Teacher said 1 + 2 = 3. Yeah? 1 + 2 = 3. Only learn. Any teacher said 1 + 2 = 3, but sometimes 1 + 2 = 0. Then, no, that's not possible. Why not possible? It's possible. 1 + 2 = 3. Only into the 1 + 2 = 3. That's a mistake. Sometimes 1 + 2 = 0 into necessary. Because somebody gave to me 1 apple, I ate. Next 2 apples, I also ate. Then 1 + 2 = 0, all into stomach. That's true. 1 + 2 = 0. Yeah? Is it not correct? It's correct. Yeah? 1 + 2 = 3, also correct. 1 + 2 = 0, also correct. So that's idea. Don't follow other people's idea. You must find your true idea. Sky is blue, become yours. Tree is green, become yours. Dog barking, woof, become yours. Sugar is sweet, become yours. That's very important. Not follow this other people's speech, okay? Then how? All clean your head, okay? Many ideas here. That name is understanding. understanding. Understanding cannot help your life. Maybe make money, get job, maybe help. Okay? But cannot help your true self. Understanding cannot help your true self. So you must digest your understanding. Digest. How? Only meditation, non-moving mind. Then your understanding digest. Just understand changing wisdom become yours. That's a very important point. You understand digest necessary. Nowadays, many people too much understand, then my opinion strong. My opinion correct. Your opinion not correct. Fighting. Russia is correct. No. American idea correct. Fighting. American idea, Russian idea correct. Sometimes also the Catholic is correct, Buddhism correct, fighting. I father the never fighting, coming here. But some Christian, sometimes very strong idea. Strong idea. My way is correct, your way not correct. Very strong idea. That's a hell problem, holding something. My way. But it's my way. What is my way, okay? My way. That's holding something. That's a health problem. That means attached name and form. Attached name and form. But this name and form are empty. So 1 + 2 = 0. Very important. Because you are before you are born, 0. Now you are 1. In the future, you will die, again become 0. 0 = 1, 1 = 0. Which means 1 + 2 = 0. That's a meditation mathematics. Okay, more question. So then I went to the China, but the Zen tradition, the head temple, this is six Pechak temple, okay. Six Pechak, very interesting, Pechak. He, before this get enlightenment, don't understand anything, don't understand Chinese character, don't know nothing, don't understand Buddhism, don't have any kind of religion. He never go to school, never studied this book. So don't know anything, don't know Chinese character. So only his mother, father already died, so only one mother. They every day go to mountain, then make firewood, then go to a city, sell, then I make money. Then buy food, or buy cookie, or buy everything. Then only come back, only help mother, only for mother. That's all. Nothing. Cannot study anything. Have no desire. Cannot become government. Cannot do that. Businessman. Also cannot do this salesman. Cannot do anything. Because no idea, complete no idea, not study anything, so no idea. Only hold my life only for my mother. So this mind is has no I, my, me, complete empty mind. So every day go to mountain, making wild, then go to the city, then I sell, then get money, only buy food or everything for mother. Then one day, on the way, some monk reads the sutra, So very interesting, this sutra, very interesting. So only standing, only here, Then one sentence. No attachment rising your mind. No attachment, anything rising your mind. no attachment. No attachment, anything, and rising your thinking, okay? Very interesting. Hear that, mind open. Get enlightenment. But that's get enlightenment, don't know, only mind open. Oh, that's one, that's correct. So he, no attachment, anything. Always walking, 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 make money, only that's all. That action is just this word. So this, his action and this word come together, you know. Ah, that's correct. Open his mind. Then I ask this monk, what kind of book? Oh, that's the Diamond Sutra. Oh, that's very interesting. I can study Diamond, is it possible? No, sure not possible. How can I study the Diamond Sutra? You go to north, then over there, Huangme Mountain, that five people Pechak. The name is Hongin Pechak, Hongin Zen Master, over there. I can go learn, is it possible? Of course, you become monk, then you become his student. Then you learn anything that possible. Oh, then soon come back, talk to mother. Mother, I want to go Huangme Mountain. I want to study Buddhism. Okay. Before I pray to Buddha, so I get you. I got you. So you return to Buddhist temple. No problem. Very happy. Then all talk to his friends and some family. Then take over my mother. I go to Addis, study the Buddhism. So he went to the package. Then I go to the mountain. Then first meet this fifth Pechak group named Hongin Zen Master. Then bow to him. Please teach me. What do you like? I want to become monk. I want to become Buddha. I want to become Buddha. So I want this study with you. Oh, where are you coming from? I coming from south. South people cannot get enlightenment, cannot become Buddha. Hit him, you know, test his mind. Then he said, Zen Master, human beings have south this nose. In our mind, is there has south nose? Already open mind or understand that. You know good. Number one, best speech, you go up there walking. Then I just, rice is clean.
Rice
counting. Then every day go walking. Then this Zen Master already understand, that is in the future, maybe great monk is possible, you know. This speech. Human beings have south nose. In our mind, is there have south or nose? That's a big question, you know. In our mind, there has no south, has no north, has no America, has no, Russian, has no Korea, has no Japanese. Yeah, in our mind. Same mind. If you're thinking up here, everything up here. Not thinking, it is all same mind. There has no Buddhism. Yeah? There has no Mahayana Buddhism. There has no, Hinayana Buddhism, Mahayana Buddhism, Zen Buddhism, Christian, or this Taoism. No, Hinduism, nothing. If you're thinking up here, everything up here. Thinking this up here, everything this up here. The same. Become one, okay? So this sixth Pechak, that's okay. Only Zen Master said, you go to walking over there. So I every day walking. So this Zen Master getting old. So one day talked to all that time 700 old disciples. One day talked them. I already getting old, so I soon retire necessary. So if you make form, something attain, you make a form, give it to me. Then I check this form, then I give the transmission to you. So everybody make this form. But the 700, this monk only cannot get enlightenment, so cannot make form. Only look at the first this head monk. Head monk name is Shinsu. Maybe head monk make form. We don't understand anything. How make form? Everybody said that. But the head monk want to make a form, but make a form, make a form, make a form, but not clear. It's garbage. I make a form again. Oh, I don't understand it. Many, many make a form. Then finally, make a good form, make a good form. But that's okay, but that keep it to Zen Master, very difficult. Something missing, you know, something missing. He thinks something missing. So cannot give to Zen Master. Only prone at this Zen Master coming, going door, over the door wall, okay? On the door's wall, okay? Prone over there. The next morning, outside very noisy, so Zen Master opened the door. Why are you noisy? Yeah, somebody make a bomb put on this wall. Then the Zen Master look at that, soon understand. The head monk's form, you know. The monk, this form said, our body is a body tree, our mind is clear mirror, clear mirror stand. If you, you must every day clean, 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 don't keep dust, okay? Our body is a body tree, our mind is a clear mind stand. Always clean, 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 don't make dust, don't keep dust. Very good form, yeah? Our mind is like a clear mirror, yeah? Always clean, 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 don't keep dust. That's correct. So that means try, okay? Always keep clear mind. That's not bad, but Zen Master see there's a poem, then said, oh, that's a good poem. Everybody only repeat this poem, you get happiness. So everybody, oh, Zen Master said, only repeat this, only try, we get happiness. So I tried it. Everybody make a poem into the only, it's like a single song, oh, repeat. One small monk, just repeat this poem, repeat. Oh, this is like a single song, repeat. Passing this, you know, six page awkward praise. That time, no, his name is no layman's praise. Not yet become monk, okay? No layman's praise, only clean this, you know, rice. Just passing over there, front over there. Somebody else is only, everybody is this type of poem. Only repeat. So ask this, the no layman, ask. Oi, come in here. What kind of happened in this temple? Many people repeat the same kind of poem. What happening? You don't understand. You are stupid. Oh, Zen Master said, soon transmission, somebody. So everybody make a poem, but nobody understand. Head monk make a poem. Put on this wall. So Zen Master said, if you only repeat this poem, you get happiness. I want happiness, so I only repeat that. Oh, that's very interesting, he said. I have one poem. I don't understand Chinese character. Can you help me? You have poem? You don't understand Chinese character. Where do you study? No, I am not study, but I understand something. So please help me. That's interesting. Okay, you make a poem, then I put on that. Then he bring your paper and brush. Then, yeah, okay, you are make a poem. Then, first line. Body has no tree, yeah? Because before this, head monk said, our body body tree, but he opposite. Body has no tree. Then next, before poem is this, our mind is clear mirror stand, okay? Clear mirror stand. Clear mirror has no stand. If you clear mirror, there has no stand. Then next, always clean, clean, there is nothing. Then always clean, clean, don't keep dust. Then the opposites, he make opposite. Original nothing, where is the dust? Very good poem, you know. All other opposite, hit the head monk's form. Body has no tree, cranial has no stand, original nothing, where is dust? So that makes this poem, then put on next to this head monk's place. Next morning, very noisy outside. 2 parts, 700, so 2 groups, you know. I like this head monk's poem. No, I like this one. This is better. Better than before poem. Fighting. So Zen master go over there. Look at this. Very noisy. So look at that. Then one person make a poem, put on. Soon understand. This is rice man, okay? Rice man. No layman make this poem. Then I only keep over there. Many fighting. Very noisy. So Zen master took off shoes. This poem no good. Number one bad poem. You know, take away. Then everybody now fighting. Then soon understand, this man make a poem. Very good poem, you know. Body has no tree, cranial has no stand, original nothing, where is the dust? Very good poem. So soon, he already got enlightenment. Then evening time, go over there, rice cream, then go over there. I ask you, do you all clean rice? Then he said, long time ago. He said, that means, you already got the enlightenment? Meaning is that, long time ago. He said, long time ago. Then Zen master only hit the desire, you know, one name desire, clean that head. Rice cleaner in America have this. Put on food, then up, down, the clean the rice. What kind of name? We don't understand, okay? Yeah. Crushing? Yeah, crushing. Then here, always the Zen master, you know, Zen stack, carrying Zen stack. Sangyong means time. Sangyong means time. That's 9 o'clock. Today evening, 9 o'clock. That's Sangyong time. This hit 3 times. Sangyong. Okay, this stick tip back go means after 9 o'clock, you must come in my back door. Meaning is that after 9 o'clock, you must come in my back door. Because front door come in, somebody check, then have a problem, fighting again. No? So you must come in my back door. So he understand. 9 o'clock, cut light, up light. Everybody sleep time, no? Everybody sleep time. So 9 o'clock, you come in back door. So he soon understand that. Then waiting this 9 o'clock, everybody sleep, up light. Everybody sleep. That time, use back door, Zen master, the back door, then into the Zen master room, then Zen master waiting. Then that time, all one time read this Diamond Sutra, teaching him, and ball, all straight from Buddha, transmission ball and the kasa, 2 kinds, kasa and the ball, give it to him. That is, you now 6 pecha. If you the old Sangha, old monk understand, much have a problem. You cannot keep your life, so soon go away, south. Then this night only go south, only go out, then only south. It's a true way, on go away, you know. Then next morning, breakfast time. But usually breakfast time, Zen master appear. But Zen master never appear. So the attendant go over there, Zen master, breakfast time. Then Zen master said, I am not necessary. Why? I already retire means already transmission to somebody. So retire, I now go to the Dharma room. Eh? Only retire, so my room is, not together action. Then this attendant talk to head monk, talk to everybody, then Who got the enlightenment? To whom? Then checking. Everybody's there. Only one person missing. That is a no layman, you know, clean rice man, nothing over there. Yeah, that's when got the enlightenment, then get transmission. That's not correct. He's not monk. We go over there, catch him. We come back. It's a ball necessary. Then everybody go over there. South or north or east. Everybody separate, find this layman, you know, no layman. That time, number one strong man. Name is Haemyeong. People are this general army, very strong. Only running, then south. Then, big mountain over there. That's a Daeyuryong Mountain. This is 6-page chapter, no layman. He not yet become monk. So only layman and carrying this ball, go over there, go mountain, you know. So, this is Haemyeong general army, this is Haemyeong monk said, layman, no! Stop! Keep over there, ball and the casa! Shout! This sound a very big noise, all mountain, big sound appear. So, Lama said, look at that, this very strong man, follow me, you know. So, this ball keep this big rocks on the rocks, then he hide some tree. Then this Haemyeong monk, very strong monk, coming up very happy. Oh, I got the ball, so I am 6-page now. So he take out this ball, you know, take out ball. But this ball not moving. Strange, this ball is not moving. Then a strong pick up, then big rocks moving, you know, the much heavy energy. These rocks and the ball never separate. Big rocks moving, then surprise. Maybe this man have a magic, you know. Soon praise. Then that time, six-page chakra said, that's ball only symbol. Not Dharma over there. That's only symbol. Then, I am sorry, I want Dharma. I don't want this ball. Please come here. Please teach me Dharma. Then ask then. Okay, you may ask me Dharma. Then I teach you. Then go over there, appear in front of him. Then he bowed 3 times. Please, what is Dharma? Don't make good and bad. Don't make good and bad. That time, what is your original face? Don't think good and bad. That time, what is your original face? Big question. Hear that, he also got enlightenment. Yeah. Miri means perfect, complete. He said, that's a perfect, complete. Then and cry, very happy, mind open, you know. Then he said, you are my teacher. No. You same as Pipit Pechaku, Hongmin Zen Master student. You return to your home, return to temple. Then, thank you very much. Then he returned. Then and many people follow him, but he said, not there. Not there. This road not there. I go over there, find not there. Or go return to this temple. So nobody follow him, you know. So he go to south, then Namasa temple. We visited Namasa temple. That's a 6-page temple, okay. So 6-page stay there. We visit over there, 6-page true body. Over there have true body. It's like a 6-page not burning body, okay. Into this big, ceramic.
He's in bomb sitting on the
bomb. Then, it's like this all dry. Only bone, okay? Only bone. Then make this some what say the chemical, some into the, over there. No.
Embalming.
It's like a
preserve.
Yeah. Preserve? Yeah. Yeah. Into this, make this some. You put on here. It's like true human beings. True human beings. Make statue. Bone is the truth. Bone is the original six page of the, you know, bone. Then make this, again. It's like wax man. Wax. Wax.
Wax.
So that is the true body. So we keep up there, you know, in Dharma Road, six Dharma Road. In the middle Dharma, we bow to the, over there. That's very interesting, you know. We only hear the six pechaku, but it's a true body over there. So very interesting. But we have in Korea, there has, Sangesa temple. Someone went to China, then cut the six pechaku head, then bring your Korea. That's a true six pechaku head over there in Korea. That name is Sangesa temple, very famous temple. So all China Buddhism understand that. Six pechaku, true head, go to Korea. Yeah. So I ask this abbot, you know, Zen master, in Korea have true the six pechaku head. Long time ago, some monk come in here. Got enlightenment, want six pechaku head, so cut this head, they come in here. Went to, again, returned to Korea, so we, Sangesa had six pechaku through the head up there. But I come in here, again, one more head here, which you need the truth. here pechaku head is the truth, over there pechaku is the truth. Which you need the truth? Then he said, that is a, it's like a Zen Dharma coming. Which one is the truth, okay? Which one is the truth? She little don't understand six pages, it's just a Zen Dharma come back. Only attached to the name and the form, okay? Name and the form. No, here is the truth. In Korea, not truth. So I say to her, your head is very old, your hair is like snow. I talk that. But he don't understand. Oh, my hair. Yeah, I get him old. All white hair. He said that. So this is happening. Then next, we go to meditation hall, big hall. Over there, six pechaku all picture. There has a six pechaku poem over there. Bodhi has no tree. Kremlin has no stand. Original nothing. Where is that tree? Four line. The six is a poem. I talked to this Zen master, Nama temple, the six pechaku temple, number one Zen master. Zen master, six pechaku poem is a mistake. Then, oh, are you new this, make this poem, new write down, where is the mistake? He think about the Chinese character mistake, you know. No, not Chinese character mistake. Six pechaku poem, this true meaning is a mistake. Then, why six pechaku mistake? Then I talk to him. If you original nothing, how can you say original nothing? You have something. Six pechaku have something, so original nothing appear. So that's a mistake. If you true original nothing, open mouth already mistake. So this original nothing is a mistake. The next line, where is the dust also this mistake? Why also that mistake? Bodhi has no tree. Bodhi has no tree, make Bodhi. Then next, Kremlin has no stand, so make Kremlin. And next, where is original nothing? Original nothing, he is make nothing. So already make big tree dust. He make already dust tree. Then he said, where is the dust? That's also a mistake. Then, oh, that's correct. So now you understand six pechaku poem's mistake. Then you hit the six pechaku poem. Then how hit, you know, how hit.
Yeah. So, for example, this world is a impermanence. Impermanence is a changing. Changing means form is emptiness, emptiness is a form, okay? Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. That means mountain is water, water is mountain. Changing. Which means cup is possible, cup is a bear is possible. Bear, cup, changing. Form is changing, you know. So before you were born, nothing. Now I'm one, in the future, also nothing. So 0 equal 1, 1 equal 0. All everything is changing, okay? So that is the first cause. Bell is cup, cup is bell. That's the first cause. Then second cause means cup substance, bell substance, the same. If you're thinking your mind, my mind, different. If you cut over thinking, then your mind, my mind, the same. If you keep before thinking, only just no thinking. That we say, before thinking. If you keep before thinking, just watching, just don't know, or just move, just meditation, that's no thinking. No thinking means before thinking. That's your substance. My before thinking, my substance, your before thinking, your substance, then stick substance, universal substance, bare substance, cup substance, everything substance is the same. So if you keep before thinking, only don't make it, just watching, just breathe out, then only keep before thinking, that time already, you are universe, universe is you. You and everything already become one. That's what we say, primary point. So before thinking is primary point. Name is before thinking. But somebody say before thinking is, primary point is mind, or Buddha, or God, or nature, or substance, or absolute, or energy, or holy, or consciousness, or everything. But true primary point is before thinking. Before thinking, there's no name, no form, also no speech, no word. Because that's before thinking, okay? Only when you keep before thinking, no thinking, don't make anything, only just watching, breathing out, or just watching, that time, you and everything already become one, okay? Then, if you keep before thinking, that time, this tech and you, are they the same or different? Same? Same, okay, correct, same. But if you say same, I hate you. If you're different, also hate you. Because primary point is before thinking. You say same, already thinking. Open your mouth, already mistake. So then this thick and you, are they the same or different? On. Or somebody hit floor. that point, okay? Open mouth, not necessary. Just demonstration. The sound substance, your substance, universal substance, everything substance, the same. Open mouth, not necessary. Just good answer, yeah? Understand that? Don't know? So that is the next course, okay? This cup and this bear, cup and the bear, are they same or different? Only hit. Correct. Only hit. That point. Yeah? That point. Very important point. That's the next course. Then one more step, necessarily, one more step. That's only substance. Okay? your substance, my substance, everything's a substance. How correct function substance? This bell and the dead, are they the same or different? Substance is a before thinking. Before thinking is a cleric space. Cleric space means cleric meal. Bell coming, just a bell. Water coming, or cup coming, just cup. Mountain coming, just a mountain. Also, water coming, just water. Okay? Just reflect, just reflect. So, bell and cup, are they the same or different? Bell is bell, cup is cup. Okay. That's third cause. Next, that means if you keep before thinking, when you see, when you hear, when you smell, when you taste, when you action, when you thinking, everything just like the truth. Everything becomes yours. Sky is blue, trees are green, water is white, dog walking woof woof, sugar is sweet. Everything is truth. Yeah? What is not truth? Everything is the truth. Yeah? Trees are up, up, water is flowing. All the truth. Yeah? Where is it not? What is not truth? Bring your not truth, everybody. Yeah? When you see, when you hear, when you smell, everything is the truth. That's the become yours. Okay? That's cause. Then, how correct function your truth? This truth, how into your life? That's a very important point, okay? That's a very important point. How correct function truth? That means bell and this cup, are they the same or different? Bell is a ring, cup is a drink. Okay? So that means, so four kind, okay? Four kind statement. Are they same or different? Are they same or different? First cause, bell is cup, cup is bell. Next, on the head. Next, bell is bell, cup is cup. Then last cause, bell is ring, cup is drink. So, everybody understand four kind of this statement. Which one do you like? Which one is best? On a hit, only understand one, do not understand two. So I say to this, this master, six picture only understand nothing, okay? Only hit point. Hit point. Body has no tree, cranial has no stent, original nothing, we have dust. That means only no form, no bell, no cup, okay? Nothing at all. One more step necessary. One more step. Cup is cup, bell is bell. If you that, we say that's just like this. That's just like this. If you understand just like this, then you hit the six pechaku is possible. Then he says, oh, very difficult. I don't know. So we went to the China, very interesting Dharma comeback. This is six pechaku phrase, okay? So we use six pechaku, some Dharma comeback. Interesting, huh? So I hope we are, why? Meditation. Why meditation means attain correct way and the truth correct life. Also, Bible said, "I am the way, truth, and life." Yeah, same way. That what is correct way? What is correct way? What is truth? What is correct life? What is the correct way? What is the correct way? Understand? Don't understand, huh? Somebody asked me, what is the correct way? Said, I say to them, 95.
Pleasant Street,
okay. Then somebody asked me, then what is the truth? Dog barking, woof, woof. Yeah, true, that's the truth, yeah? Sky is blue, tree is green, all truth. What is not truth, yeah? Then I ask me, somebody say, what is the correct life? I say, when I'm hungry, only eat. Somebody hungry, give it food. That's the correct life. So that's very simple. Why make it complicated? Huh? What is the truth? Oh, that's a big question. That's not so good, right? Everything truth, yeah? Go out, many car coming, going. That's a true road, yeah? True way. That's a true way. Yeah, you come in, people are coming meditation room, you're coming through this door. That's a true way. What is truth? When you see, when you everything's a truth. The light is bright outside the dark. That's a truth. What is not truth? What is the correct life? When you hungry, eat. Somebody hungry, give food. That's all. When you thirsty, give the drink. Okay. Somebody, you know, very suffering, then help them. That's all. So that means that human beings are too much complicated, yeah? Too much understand. So this type answer not up you. So everybody, 3 months meditation, clean your mind. And your mind, nothing, then your mind is clear like a mirror. Just then true way appear, 95 appear. The hungry time eat. Somebody hungry, give it food. That's all. That is the correct way and the truth, correct life. Don't make it complicated, okay? Always keep empty mind. Always keep just inside into non-self. Inside into non-self, that's the true I. Also, Bible says, be still, know that I am God. So, stillness. Don't make anything. That's a very important point, okay? If you don't make anything, already you are complete. So I hope everybody only don't make anything. When you're doing something, just do it. And get enlightenment, save all beings from suffering. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.